In his inauguration speech earlier this week, Governor Doug Ducey put his priorities for education and reining in government spending back to back.
Bringing more qualified teachers into the classroom and equipping every student with the know-how needed to succeed after graduation. Holding the line on the inevitable creep of bigger, bloated government, instead making government smarter and more responsive to our citizens.
Meanwhile, education advocates are asking for more funding for Arizona schools. Later this morning, the Arizona Education Association and others will hold a news conference outside the state capitol to call on lawmakers to adopt dedicated funding for public education. And yesterday, Expect More Arizona released a roadmap for education created by more than 80 organizations and businesses. It outlines short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals for education in our state, from preschool to higher ed. Christine Thompson is president and CEO of Expect More Arizona. She's here now. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
So how much money are you looking at for all of these things that you're asking for? Do you have like a bottom line, like this is what it would cost to do all this stuff?
Well, the roadmap doesn't have a bottom line funding number. What we wanted to do as we talk to those 80 different organizations and those folks from across the state is really change the conversation. Last year, as we talked about, you know, with all the things that happened with Red for Ed and with the increase in teacher pay, the focus has been on education funding. Really tend to look backwards a little bit, like how would things be if we only had the money that we had back 10, 15, 20 years ago per pupil? And the conversation we wanted to have was really focused on our progress meter, the shared goals we have as a state. No matter where we are right now, where do we want to go and what will it cost to get there? So we brought these groups together to talk about what those priorities would be, so it can really be a lens that policymakers and community leaders can use in order to assess things like the budget or any funding proposal that comes forward.
Well, in terms of meeting some of the goals that you've outlined, especially in the progress meter, mm-hmm. how much of that comes down to resources, additional money, et cetera, mm-hmm. and how much of it is sort of a change in attitude or like change in policy that maybe doesn't cost anything?
Absolutely. It's going to take both, right? So you can't just throw money at the issue, but at the same time, you need investments, critical investments, in order to be able to do innovative things. So if you look at the progress we've made on the progress meter, we're making increases, but they're small increases. If you look over the last 3 years that we've had data on each of any of the given indicators, we're somewhere between 2% and 5%. If we want to get to those audacious goals by 2030, we can't be making progress like that. It'd take us 20 more years to get there. So we need to do things differently. So there's going to be policy changes that need to be made, but we also have to recognize that in order to do things differently, sometimes you have to make investments in order to do that as well.
Christine, with the whole P20 concept, we're starting off at the very earliest ages. How much needs to be done at that level, whether it's bringing back all-day K or making sure that's a priority? Do we have to start earlier? Is the state maybe catching up at other times, or we need to start even earlier?
Well, I think looking at the indicators that we have, we really need investments and a focus at every one of these levels. So yes, we need more kids ready and prepared for kindergarten. We need more kids in full-day kindergarten programs or having access to really high quality kindergarten programs so that they can be excellent third grade readers, they can be proficient at math. But what we also have to remember is that those quality early learning, pre-K type of programs, aren't just a benefit to that student. That child is going to have the benefit for the rest of their life. They're more likely to graduate from college if they've been in that quality pre-K program. But at the same time, that child being in that loving, nurturing learning environment allows a parent to be in school or in work, contributing to the economy and setting themselves and the community up for success. So really, when we need to look at these investments, what was very important to this broad group we had come together was that it needed to be all the way from pre-K all the way through college and career. It needed to be the entire continuum, not just one piece.
You mentioned the conversation last year dealing with Red for Ed and teacher salaries. Mm-hmm. Do you think that it is a difficult thing to sort of shift the conversation? I would imagine you'd say it's good that we're talking about education funding, but has it maybe been too focused in one area as opposed to looking holistically at the entire system?
I think that's been one of the one of the things that education advocates have been talking about over the last year. Teacher pay is definitely something that needs to be addressed. We're still even with the full implementation of the 20 by 20 over the next two fiscal years, there is still a long way to go to get teacher salary to the median. But there are, as we discuss in the roadmap, there are a lot of other needs in parts of the education continuum. We need more seats for pre-K programs, especially for the kids who are at most at need, to start closing the opportunity and achievement gaps. We need to be addressing issues in higher ed, both at community colleges and the universities. Workforce programs that go into high school, like CTE programs that are both in high schools and community colleges. So it's a very complex set of issues. But if we take even looking at building schools in rural areas, there are needs throughout the spectrum. So it's very important to focus on teacher pay, as that's one of our goals. But at the same time, we do really need to know that there's a lot of issues out there. And if we take these one at a time, we're never going to get to where we need to be.
All right. Christine Thompson is president and CEO of Expect More Arizona. Christine, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.